Okay, today's daf is Arachin daf Chav Gimel. Chav Gimel, and remember, tomorrow there won't be a Shira, but Hashem will continue on Tuesday. But now we have Shum HaYisomim, says the Mishnah, the beginning of daf Chav Gimel. Hamakdish Nechasav V'haysa Alav Ksubas Isha. Somebody is makdish all of his possessions, but and then he's getting divorced. Ksubas Isha. So and he has to pay the Ksuba. So there is a Chshash. He was makdish his possessions, and we know that the woman's shibud pre-existed the hakdasha, so she's allowed to collect from hekdish. So we are worried, possibly, the Mishnah assumes, that he is divorcing his wife in order to try to get his stuff back. What's going to happen? He's going to divorce his wife. The wife will go and collect, and they'll get remarried again. Wonderful. So do we have to take into account that chashash? Remember, the ksuba is a unique type of chov. The Reb Chaim called it in Gracha Lashas. It's a chov lachuv. Because most of the time, if I lend money, so then the chov kicks in right away. A ksuba is something that the chassan, the husband, takes upon himself, and he obligates himself to obligate himself. So it's somewhat removed. That makes it a unique type of a chiyav. So, but here, it definitely precedes the hekdesh. So, amakdesh nechasav, and he has a ksubas isha to pay. So, Belazar Omer, kishe yigarshena, yadur hana'a. When he divorces his wife, then we make him be madir hana'a. We make him make a neder that he will never get hana'a from his wife again. Basically, asering a machzer grushasa situation. Basically answering it because we are worried that they made a kenunya, they made a secret agreement in order to get divorced and then collect from Hekdesh and then get the money and then get remarried. So if he's madur hana, then we don't have that chashash. Pashas, this takes place, b'shas gerishin, kishe yigarshana. That's what it sounds like. If you look at the Rambam sounds like it's not exactly when the gerishin takes place, but when the payment of the ksuba takes place. That's what the Rambam seems to say in Perek Yud Zayin Halacha Yud of Ishus. V'chein ha-makdash tochasa v'girish es ishto yadirena hana'a. V'achar kach tifra min apoda miyada hektish. Shema yasa kenunya al hektish v'chulu. And the Shilu Kubetzes here is the one that discusses whether you can be medayik anything from our Mishnah or not. Right here in the, here it is. In the continuation where the Shita is on the, on our Gemara. So he talks about exactly whether one should be able to do it in Ozvav. There it is. Resi min agdolem shediktaku mikan. Shimlo hidira b'shas desinas haget shuv ein madirin osa. Some say, or medayik from the Mishnah and also from a later line of the Gemara, which we'll get to, but there's in a couple of minutes, that you cannot be madir her except b'shas gerishin. At the moment of the gerishin, it's part of that process, but once the gerishin is done, so then, you know, we wouldn't be madir him separately. Okay, he talks, he doesn't like that, he thinks it might be able to happen afterwards. Either way, that's the Mishnah. So again, the Reb Lazar holds that we are worried, and therefore we make him take this neder. Reb Yeshua Omer Einot Tzarach. Reb Yeshua says, no, we're not worrying. As we'll see, people are scared of hektish. There are certain things that people are scared of. We assume even people who are Baalei Avera somewhat, and people will lie and people will do some tricks, but we assume people are scared of it. Right? There was certain Mishnayos in Maseches Zroim also discussed. People are scared of Truma Gedola. That's why in Demai, what's Demai? Demai is, well, we don't know if all the Hafrashas took place, but we know, we're not worried that Truma Gedola was not taken off. Truma Gedola we know was taken off because they're scared of Misa B'dei Shamayim. But we're not, but Maisa Rishon, we're Choshes that they didn't take off yet. They don't know about Trumas Maisa, which is in Maisa Rishon. Okay. But, that's, so people are scared of Truma Gedola, or people are scared of Shabbos. It's a fascinating Mishnah in Maseches Demai, which talks about you can trust people on Shabbos, even if you can't trust them during the week. But what happens if you trust them on Shabbos and now it's after Shabbos? You still want to trust them. That's a machlokas. But sometimes people are, you know, there are different standards of what people are more scared of than others. So here too, Rabbi Yeshua says, people don't mess around with hektish, and therefore, eino tzach, you don't have to be madir her. Tosas on top also talks about why we madir him and not her. Isn't she the one that we're worried about that's going to take from Hektish improperly? But those says, no, he's the real generator of making the deal, that let's get divorced, and then I'm going to take you back, I'm going to be machzer you. So that's why Tosva says that we are konis him and not konis her. Okay, continuing the Mishnah. That is part one. Part one is Hakdasha of a, and related to Ksuba. Kayotze bedavar. Amar Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. Af ha'arev le'isha b'ksubasa. Also an arev to a woman's ksuba. If a man steps in at the time of the marriage and says, I'll take care of the husband, can't pay back, so he'll pay. Arev le'isha b'ksubasa v'haya b'ayla b'garsha, and the husband is divorcing her. Yadiren ha'na. Same kind of thing. Why? The man, we're worried that the man and the woman made a secret deal, that the man's going to divorce the wife, and then the wife is going to collect from the arev, because the man doesn't have enough money, doesn't have any money, and then they're going to get remarried again after collection. So we're worried that maybe they made this secret deal. So we make him make a neder that he won't get hana from the wife, and he'll make him make the neder b'shas gerushin. Maybe he's going to take his wife back. Noting that there, Rabbi Yeshua does not say inotzarech, because it's not hektish. It's about an arev, it's just about geneva. People are worried, not as worried about genevas hediot than as genevas hektish. The Ksos points out in Simon Lametes, why aren't we worried about every case of arev? Right, dafka here, what, by the marriage of the ksuba, every case of arev, we should be worried that the malva and the lova made a kanunya with each other, and there's a chashash here. Why aren't we worried? And the arev is going to have to pay in all these cases. So the Ksos says, I'm reading you the Ksos now, Simon Lametes, Hech neman alove, lachov la'arev, v'nechush l'kanunya, v'nireh, d'ha d'gov min ha'arev bahudas love, v'loch ha'shir reparo l'kanunya mishum, t'havi arev kamo eini yodeya impraticha. Most cases, or the two types of cases the Gemara talks about in Masechta Shavuos and elsewhere, eini yodeya nischayavti l'cha, eini yodeya impraticha. If somebody comes to me and says, you owe me money, and if I say, I don't know if I ever owed you money, so then I'm putter, because until you prove that I owe you, so then I don't owe you. But what if I say, you're right, I did borrow money from you, I'm not sure, did I pay you back or not? As any of the empraticha. There, the Gemara says, that's a cheskas chiyuv. A cheskas chiyuv with a suffix ptur is chayuv. A suffix chiyuv, that's putter. So says the Ksos, every case of arev is any of the empraticha. He's coming and he's saying that I know there was a loan, but I don't know if it was paid back or not. I don't know. It's a suffix about whether he should do now. So it says that's the rules. That's the rules of with the Arev is allowed to say there's a vaday chiyuv and a suffix whether he has to pay for it. So he has to pay. Masha'enke, the Ksos says, maybe in our case, where the case is an isha b'ksubasa, why, first of all, we're more worried about in the second case, right, we have the isha b'ksubasa, so maybe the chiyuv isn't as strong, right, because, again, it's not a real chiyuv, it was a chov lachuv, it's a unique chiyuv of the ksuba, as he says, so maybe there it'll be different. But here he says, kivet devada nischayiv, afilo avilo lemeidanami chayiv, so that's what he talks about. He says, I have a hot, and he's machalik between an ariv and a lokeach, between a buyer, but that is why we worried about kanunya by arev sometimes and not about lokeach, but that is the ksos. Okay, that's the Mishnah. So, b'maika miflagi, what is this machlokas about between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Lazar? Why does one, Rabbi Lazar, say you have to be madir hana'a and Rabbi Yeshua says not? Rabbi Eliezer savar adam ose kanunya al ha-hektish. Rabbi Yeshua savar ein ode adam ose kanunya al ha-hektish. Right, we're worried. Machlokas in Metzius, I did not say that. The certain percentage that is ose kununya, is that halachically recognizable? That's the machlokas of Lazar and Yeshua. Says the Gemara, Ve'alahad amar Rav Huna shchiv meira shehikdash kol nechasav. V'yamar mana laploni biyadi neman. If a shchiv meira that's makdash all of his nechasim, and then right after he's makdash all shchiv meira, somebody on his deathbed, and he says after he's makdash all his nechasim, but this mana belongs to so and so. He's makdash all his nechasim. And then, seemingly, he tries to undo that. Pashtus, Mefarshim don't say, but Pashtus, this is is it Tok de Dibur, is it Lachak de Dibur? We'll see that in a second. But at first, it's Vaktash Olav Ezechasim, and says Mana Laplon. Naman, he's believed that you give mana to so-and-so, even though it's after he was Vaktash his possessions. Why? Chazaka ein osek kinunya al hektish. Rafuna says that a person is not, doesn't make kanunya, doesn't try to steal hektish, doesn't get involved. So therefore, in this case, we assume the person is not playing around. So that's what Rafuna says. We believe him. So the Gemara says, wow. So leba ketaray amar l'shmaitza. So our machlokas tanaim is Rafuna is only going according to one opinion. Rafuna says that a person is not also kanunya, is only going according to Rabbi Yeshua. Rafuna doesn't sound like he's making a statement only according to one tana. So he's only going according to one. So Gemara says, no. At kan lo pligi ela bibari. The machlokas in our Mishnah is only where, we're talking about a bari, if that's a machlokas, where there are a person osa kununya, a healthy person. Avo bishchiv mira, devri akol ein adam osa kununya ala hektish. Person's on his deathbed, he's not messing around with hektish. And therefore, everybody would agree to Refuna. My taima, ein adam chote velo lo. Person doesn't sin without getting any benefit for himself. As a person, ein adam chote velo lo. If he's not getting anything out of it, so why would I do a sin? Every time I do a sin, it's either l'teyavon or l'hachis, but I'm getting something out of it. Even l'hachis, I feel good that I'm rebelling against God, chas v'shalom, but I'm getting something out of it. But here, when the person is deathbed, so we don't assume he's doing anything wrong, so therefore, everybody agrees that in osa kenunya al hektish b'shas, that he is a shchiv meira. Okay, two or three ha'aris on this gemara. First of all, Tosus says, on the later Gemara asks, why are we worried about here in this case, if he's makdish, then he wants to give something. He could just be shoel on his hektish if he really wanted to get the money back. He could go and say, oh, I didn't realize, and I want the money. So he could be shoel on hektish. So shouldn't we not be worried? Because if he really wanted to get it back, he has another derech of getting it back. Tosfos says, Tosfos, second line of Tosfos, b'she'ela, at the end of the line, v'teimaksas, t'kaimalaka beis hillel, t'hektish b'tos, lo'avi hektish, we're going to get to that soon, beis hillel holds, that if I'm makdish, mistakenly, lo'avi hektish, v'yim kain, yesh she'ela, you're allowed to be shoal on hektish, v'yim kain, heich kama ravuna, t'bebari adam osa kenunya l'hektish, v'lamo l'asa kenunya, kiva d'mati shoal hektish, so you can be shoal, so what's the big deal? So Tosfos says, it's easier just to say a line than to go to a chacham and to try to undo everything you did and try to get accepted that he needs a charata. So it's easier this way. That's why there could be a chshash of kenunya. Number one. Other Rishonim, not here, but the Rashban, Baba Basra, and elsewhere say maybe it was already given to the Gizbar. And there's a major discussion in the Rishonim, but it could be once it was given to the Gizbar, you can't be shoal anymore. Once what, if I make a neder, okay, I can get rid of my neder. But once, let's say I make a neder that I'm going to give you something, and then I give it to you. Can I be shoal on that neder? Like they talk about hafrashas truma. How could anybody, the achronim ask, how could anybody ever be chai for eating truma and you're chai misa b'dei shamayim or you have to be, whenever somebody does something wrong, just go back to the original person who did the hafrasha, and that's it, and then be shoal, and get rid of, and remove its shema truma. So some Rishonim say it, one cannot be shoal on truma once it's given to the Kohen. Because then it has more teeth and it has, then you can't change it. It's not a bailuscha anymore. So that's what one could answer here too. Once it's given to the Beis HaMikdash, then you can't be shoal anymore. So that's not going to work. So maybe here it was already, given to the Beis HaMikdash, so therefore one cannot remove it anymore. So number one, that is Tosfos' issue about being shoel. So, I don't know if you can fit that in here, where he already gave it. According to some Rishonim, we'll talk about a machloka soon, about Toka the Dibur by Hektish, but Pashas not. I mean, if it's one sentence, then you run into problems, we're going to refer to it in a few minutes, a machloka Rishonim, whether you can retract, with it, even within Toka the Dibur by Hektish. If you can, so then it makes it more difficult to read this line. Okay, number one. Number two, Rabbi Yashiv here brings up an amazing shita of the Lavush. The Lavush, he quotes, well, first he asks a question. He says, Yesh lahakshas, ma adimyul mishnah seinu, how can we compare Rav Huna's case, where a person's in his home, saying, I want to give everything to Hektish, but this belongs to so-and-so. How can we compare that to our case, where it was already given to Hektish, and now they're getting divorced? The question is, are you going to be able to remove it from Hektish? But mishnah seinu, osa hu kedin. In the Mishnah, what happened? He was makdish something. Now he's divorcing his wife. There's nothing wrong here. We're worried in the future, is there going to be a problem? The kibbutz of Megarsha had dinosei shetituk subasa v'masha hektish. It's appropriate. He's divorced. He was makdish something. And now he was rich at the time. And now he lost all his money. Now he's divorcing his wife. So the wife's going to take something from hektish. Nothing, there's no problem there. El de chayshin le kanunya, rechoshes for kanunya. Mashenkim b'shchiv mira, shanu banan lachush, she mishaker va'osah shalo kedin, kedin lahotzi mi ahektish. We're worried that right now he's doing an aveira. In the Mishnah, he's not doing anything wrong right now. A person could divorce his wife, 100%. We're worried that in the future, but here, Ezra Rav Yashiv, why is it that by the Shchemira, he's more right now, he's Meshaker. So how can we compare the two cases? So he says, maybe it could be compared based on the Shita of the Lavush. Very big Kiddush, and he says, other Akronim don't hold of it. Says the Lavush. Yasul Lidab Dabar Achadash. Demaisah Yabadam Badam, no, the Lavush. Lavush from Mordechai Yafi. He wrote a different commentary on Rashi ala Torah, but the Lavush made it famous for Sfarim on each Chelek of Shulchan Aruch, which he named based on every one of the Chalakim, based on a Pasuk in the Megillah. Right, Shloshim Yom, almost Lefnei Achag, so you can start talking about it a couple of days to Tu B'Shvat. So the one is the Lavush Malchus, Mordechai Yatzah B'Lefnei HaMelech, that Pasuk. Lavush Malchus, Atera Zahav, Butzvar Gaman, those are the names of all of his... Svarim on Shulchan Aruch. So the Lavush is the one on Aruch Chaim. So everybody calls him the Lavush, though. So the Lavush says, there was a story about a man that was going to die. V'ratzu sheyichtov get le'ishto shle kadesh lo tizakik le'yibum. A man was going to write a get to his wife purely so she doesn't have to do yibum to his brother. Pure, that's the only reason he's writing a get. He's about to die, so she's going to be an amana. He doesn't want to be an amana, she's going to be a grusha. V'ton ha'lavush. The Lavush says, the kol ki agavna ain get ze matir la olam. Wow. The get is not matir. De be'emes ha-Torah, be'Torah ne'amar inyin get, kishematza ba'ervas davar. O al kol panim kilo simsa chein be'enav. Aval kishekol ha-gerishin hi sibat stadit, ukegon lepacha miyibun, bazelo avi get gomor. Wow, got to work out a lot of Gemaras to fit into that Chiddush. But the Lavush, he quotes, I didn't get to look it up inside, but he quotes the Lavush that says, possibly a get that's purely not because Matzav Erevas Davar, and not because Lo Simsa Chein Ve'inav, but purely because Latira, which sounds like many times in the Gemara you have cases like this, that a person who wants to give a get, the Gemara is in the Gittin, in the eighth parak, and later on he talks about a person, could you give a get on Shabbos because you don't want her to be Zakuk Liyibam? Sounds like you're giving a get purely to prevent Yibam. But either way, that's what the Lavush suggests, that if it was purely as a Sibat Stadis, so then it would be a get. Says Rav Yashiv, at least L'Divrei HaLavush, Maturitz Mashek Shenu. Why? Because if the Gerishin is purely L'Shem, not a pure, right, Kavana, but it's to get the money from Hekdesh, so then you have a flawed Gerishin, just like you have a flawed Hakdasha, and that makes the comparison similar. It's not like, what was his question? In the Mishnah, you're doing something perfectly fine. It's just later on, you're going to have a problem. Mashiach in here, we're worried that here is something problematic. Says Rav Yashiv, according to the Lavush, no, even in the Mishnah, there might be something problematic, because right now we're worried about the Gerishin. Ein alzeh Gerishin ha-matir nosa li-nasi la-acher, v'lo magia l'ksub, ksuba, v'nipsa t'gabe Mishnah seinu, harinoto mi-hekdesh lo kedin. He says, "Kol ha'isosha alavush mechudish ma'od v'kulam cholkin ala bazeh." Look what I wrote in Maseches Gittin. Okay, so that is the Rav Yashiv's ha'ara about the lavush.
What exactly is the kenunya by the Shchemira case?
The kenunya is that you gave it to Hekdesh, and now you're taking it back from Hekdesh without being poda it.
What's the kenunya? If he wants to give it to Hekdesh,
right, if he wants, that's why the...
If
he wants, but he could have given it to Plony before he was Makdashit, but now he's Makdashit already. So maybe he just wants to give the guy a present.
In any case...
He doesn't really owe.
There's nothing... The guy's not going to be able to go... Plony's not going to be able to go to Hekdesh and take it out if the guy doesn't have any chasim.
Right? But we don't know that this guy is owed money. He's just giving a present out of the blue. Right, if he owes a child, then even if the guy... If he's owed money and he has raya for it, then he can go to Hekdesh without the guy saying anything. The problem is here that he's just saying it out of the blue that, you know, give so-and-so money. But he was ready with Makdashit. So that's the problem here. Okay, I meant to say last week, I ran out of time at the end, but I'll say it again now. I said this time of year, we have to say it. Shchiv Meira. So Shchiv Meira, we know, is a goseis. So this time of the Yetzias Mitzrayim story, we have to remember something that we said a couple of years ago in the Parsha Shir. It was a fascinating brisa at the beginning of Maseches Smachos. It's printed on the top of Maseches Smachos. So it's a brisa, not a tosefta. It seems to be a brisa. Where the brisa discusses, there are two different psukim in last week's Parsha. We're still Sunday, so it's within the aura of Shabbos still with us. One pasuk says that B'nai Yisrael left Mitzrayim at night, and one pasuk says they left Mitzrayim in the morning, right in the by Amud HaShachar. So the Brisa says what happened. The Brisa says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu smotes Makas Bechoros. Vashem Hika Kol Bechar. Right, Kachasos Alayli. He smote them at night, but they were ghosted soon all the way until the morning. And that's why it was a little, the process started at night, and it really continued until the morning. And that's why he quotes Tosfos, it's at Hedrin, Daf Lamates, it goes in the footnote, I think the Minchas Bikurim, the quotes on the bottom, the Tosfos, where one of the Apikarsim asked one of the Amoraim, I Kaddish Baruch Hu is a Kohen, it's not going to be Matami Lo Mesim. Right? So the answer was that they weren't Mesim yet. Right? He smote them. Kavayachal at Chatzos, but they didn't die until the morning, and therefore Hagoseis Haru Yukachai, and that's the connection to the first line of Mesachas Machas. Hagoseis Haru Yukachai L'chol Dvarav, and that's why Kodesh Baruch Hu wasn't Batami himself. Kavayachal to answer that because anyway, that is the related to the Goseis and Shchiv Meirah discussions. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara Ika De Amri Bibari to call the Amalo Pligi to Adam Osa Kanunyal Hektish. So he said before, maybe, no, there's a different upshot. By a bari, everybody agrees, Adam is Osa Kanunya. But it's Osa Kanunya. We're worried that people aren't scared of Hektish. So what's the machlokas in the Mishnah? Vehacha b'neder shehudar barabim kamifliki. The machlokas is about a neder that was taken in public. So the Mar Savar Yeshlo Hafara, Umar Savar Ein Lo Hafara. So one opinion holds that there is Hafara for a Nether Shuda Barabim, and therefore said, and who's that? Rashi explained that's the Shita of Rav Yeshua. So it's not going to help you to be Madurim, because he'll just, this is what we're talking about, a Nether Shuda Barabim. He'll just get Hafara from it. So it's not going to help. So we might as well not make him take it. Omar Savar Ein Lo Afara. If it's Ein Lo Afara, therefore we should make him take it. Right? Rashi says Yesh Lo Afara Umishemachi Eino Tzarech to Alo Mahani Midi. If it's not going to be, it's going to be pointless. So don't make him make the nether. Mashenkein. When it comes to the other shita, says Ein Lo Afara, and therefore it's going to have teeth. Going to have teeth, and therefore we institute it. We don't make institutions or laws that are not going to have teeth. That's the principle the Gemara says elsewhere. Ma Koach Bez Din Yafeh. Right, if you're going to tell me that there's not a dinli ikuva, so what's the purpose here too? That's what he said. The root of the machlokas is a neder shehudar barabim v'ibayis ema or similar to kuliyam a neder shehudar barabim yesh lo hafara. Or no, everybody agrees that a neder made in public has hafara v'acha b'neder shehudar al das rabim kamiflagi. A neder shehudar al das rabim, not just physically in front of people, but taking into account, doing it, I'm making this nether, or I'll das all of you, kamiflagi. That is a stronger type of nether. It's more encompassing of other people. It's not just physically public, but it's al das rabim. That's the machlokas, whether there's hafara or not on there. There is a number of machlokas we've shown him regarding an al das rabim. Even if it's al das rabim, Tosfos says in Maseches Gittin, Daf Lamed Beis, what if I get all those rabim that I did it al daitam, and I got them to retract? I got them to, you know, really believe that I have charata. So does al das rabim mean it's just harder because that's to be al das all of them? It's just practically you can't get that together? And if you do, it's okay or not? That's a machlokas we're showing him. Tosfos and Gittin seem to say if you get everybody together and you get them to realize that charata, so then you can retract even al das rabim. And other Rishonim say no. The Rashba and the Ritva, the Maseches Gittin, say no. That even if one gets the al das rabim people, it's a qualitatively different neder. And what's his al das rabim? So then one cannot do it back. Chilak Yesh. Just meanwhile, get me a Yeridea Reish Chavches. Chilak Yesh be neder shehuda barabim la al das rabim. Says the Rashba. This is in Gittin Daf Lamed Vav. Thank you. To behuda barabim have a taima mishum to call milsa demis abda abape tlasa alima velo yachol chacham lemishlefe. By barabim, it means it was done in front of a number of people, so that makes it strong. Aval ilomis abda elabape trei lo alima kulehai. Aval neder shehuder al das rabim have a taima mishum shehu mevatel daito ledaitam. Das Rabim, says the Rashba, it's qualitatively different type of neder. You're mevatel your das. V'charatasam eino shaveh. Okay, he has a little more practical lashon there. And you can never have them all thinking the same thing. You can say a little stronger. You could say, no, once it's qualitatively connected to other people, boom, it's impossible. Hilka chafilu b'shnayim. Therefore, even al das Rabim by two people, says the Rashba, you won't be able to be mefer. This is the machlokas between the Shulchan Aruch and the Rama in Reish Chaf Ches. Reish Chaf Ches in Yeridaya, that's in Hilchos Nedarim and Shavuos. Reish Chaf Ches, Sif Chaf Aleph. Reish Chaf Ches Chaf Aleph. Said the Shulchan Aruch. Neder Sha'al Das Rabim, Ein Lo Hatara Bilo Daitam. That's the language of the Shulchan Aruch. That's Tosfos and Gittin. Rama, V'yesh Machmirin, Da'afilu Im Daitam, Ein Lo Hatir, L'dvar Rishus. V'cheinachon Lahachmir L'chadchila. Elim Kain, Yesh, now the Shulchan Aruch continues, Yesh Mitzvah Bahataraso. This is a Mitzvah Bahataraso. Mishanishma, for example, Mishanishma Shalikanis Chaver Lebeso, Vish Besa Knesses Bebeso. Right, let's say somebody starts a block minion, Chas V'Shalom. Right, and then the, you want person to come. So, is that a Dvar Mitzvah? Matirin Lo, Shiyavu Chaver his Pala Barabim. He's allowed to. V'chein Lasas Shalom Benish Ishto. Right, let's say a husband and wife got mad at each other, they were Madar Anah from each other. It's a Dvar Mitzvah. Could bring them back. O Mishum Tzarechei Rabim, Mikri Dvar Mitzvah, Lahatir Bishvilam. Right, what does Tzarech Mitzvah mean? In various contexts, not always the same definition. Hilchus Shabbos, what does Tzarech Mitzvah mean? Hilchus Nidarim, what does Tzarech Mitzvah mean? All different contexts. Lahatir Bishvilam, Nedar Shudar Das Rabim. Chen Tzarech Parnasaso. So the Ramah here has various heterim. What does it mean? Also, another interesting machlokas, how specific does Al Das Rabim have to be? Rabbeinu Tam Zalm, continue reading that Rashba in Gittin. Rabbeinu Tam Omer da Al Das Rabim Hainu Kishemifarish Al Das Ploni Uploni Vafilu Shalo Bifnehem Aval Al Das Rabim Stam Lav Klumu. It's got to be specific. Got to name the people, says the Rashba. Name the people. And that's the Ritva. Also discusses this in the end of Bava Basra. No, wrong one. I didn't bring that Ritva. But that is also interesting machlokas. Why would you have to name the people by Al Das Rabim? So again, that might be related to the Machlokas, Tosfos, and the Rashba. If you literally have to name the people, maybe it's because it's literally about their das, and if we could figure out what their das is, maybe you could have a hafara. But Mashiachin, if it's just Rabim, you don't have to mention who they are, maybe it's more of a qualitatively different. Once it's Rabim, that's it. It doesn't really matter the specific players involved. Okay. By the way, the Gemara here uses the lashon of hafara, even though it's more appropriate to use hatara. Hafara is usually by a husband. A husband does hafara, and the hafara, which the Gemara calls in the Dar, megis gayas. It cuts it right now, while a husband really goes, breaks it right now, while a someone who is, removes it from the original is really called hatara. Hatara sadar. But that's something the Gemara uses it interchangeably. But if you want to be medayik between the two, really this should be hatara and not hafara. Okay, weiter. Velahat amara meimar nezer the shudah barab. So we have, say the machlokas in the Mishnah is about a nether al das rabim. Velahat amara meimar nezer shudah barabim yesh lo hafara. Al das rabim ein lo hafara. Lema katanoi amar l'shmaitza. 1 second. So now a meimar, is he only according to one opinion? Because he says al das rabim is in lo hafara. So is that only according to Rabbi Elazar? So Visu, Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Eino Tzarech, Eino Moel Mi Ba'ilei. Rabbi Yeshua says you don't have to give him the neder. He should say, it's not going to help, and that's why we don't institute it. So the language should be Eino Moel, not Eino Tzarech. So Ella, a next option, third option, or fourth option, Elahacha B'She'ela DeHekdesh Kamiflegi. What we're arguing with the Machlokas here in the Mishnah is about whether you can be Shoel on Hekdesh. Meaning, here, he was Makdish it, and now he's divorcing his wife. So if we say there's no way out, that's why we'd be worried about Kanunya. Because there's no way out to be Shoel. Mashaykin, if there's Sheela Behekdish, so what are we worried about? If he wanted to get it back, he could be Shoel. V'hatanya, as the Brisa says, Hamakdish Nechasa, V'haisalav Tzubas Isha, Rabbi Elazar Omer Kishamagarsha Yadur Hana, Rabbi Shua Omer Notzarech, V'amar Abazar Reb Shimon, Hein Hein Diver Beishamai, Hein Hein Diver Beisilel. What's behind their Machlokes is Beishamai Beisilel. She Beishamai Omerim Hektish Taos Hektish, or Beisilel Omerim Hektish Taos Eno Hektish. Hektish Taos means if I made a mistake, can I be Shoel on the Hektish? Beishamai says no. Even Hakdasha as a mistake is Hektish. Beisilel, obviously, Hektish Taos Eno Ain't no hektish. Period. Okay, this is a big discussion. First of all, this sugya is part of the issue behind the story in Tanakh. That is Yiftach, who declared the next thing that comes out of my house to be a carbon Lashem, and he wanted it to be an animal, and you know that the Gemara says at the beginning of Tainus, he was Shal Shaloka Hogan. Shal Shaloka Hogan, and he was answered Shaloka Hogan. Right, Eliezer and Shaul got a good answer. By taking a chance, whoever comes out, I'm going to marry for Yitzchak. So you got Rivka and Shaul got David. Whoever kills Goliath is going to get my daughters. And that was a good answer. But Yiftach didn't. And he got Machlokas Rishonim. The last Ramban in Bechukosai discusses Machlokas Rishonim, Machlokas he and the Eben Ezra, about whether he actually killed his daughter or she just went off and stayed in the forest for the rest of her life. But either way, that's part of that. Was that Hektish Taus? So everybody would agree that it's not Sakonis Afashis, right? He doesn't kill, but that's related to the sugya of Hektish Taus. There's an interesting shuva of the Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer in Or Chaim Kuflamites, where you think it doesn't come up with Maisa. So in times of the Chassam Sofer, 1800s, says the Chassam Sofer, I got your letter, like he starts off every letter, and I don't have any time, and I'm sorry I didn't get to answer it so well. Liosi shavu azu sha'avar b'mezek she'eno shavel lo aleinu, I didn't feel so well. Alkeini chart yarata. Hinei nashu yafe b'shilato, she'elat chacham na'ar echad. There was a shepherd. Hayelo tle, chalev be'edro. There was a sheep in his eder. Va'amar lo dodo. And he was the shepherd, and he was, and I guess he had some sheep that was also his own. Va'amar, he said to his uncle, zechar ben pesach sheli. He said, this is my Karan Pesach, you know that. Ukishinoda Lamalas Kotaraso, Vihir Ish Ha'olam Alze. The whole city is up in arms, there's a carbon running around. Vihita Hisnat Selanar, Shalo Yadamuhumam Yinin Hektish. I just know, I didn't know I was being Makdish, it's causing so many problems. Volo Amr El Aldas Hito Vishok, Vesichas Hana'arim Ke'elu, Umalatot Salabamayim Adirim, and Itaor Bekamin Yonim. Want to know, what do I think? What do I think? So he goes through a whole long tshuva about, is this Hektish Taus? He really meant it. He didn't realize how serious it was. You see, it comes up Lamaisa. It comes up, the end, he said, B'nil Shalafaneinu, he says, maybe you could tell a goy to be matal mum in this case without, he tries to come up with a, he's not matarit based on, just, oh, it's Hektish Taus. He wasn't matarit. He's trying to look for another way out. Sorry?
He didn't have kavana.
It's difficult. I mean, you have some of these cases that come up. Lamaisa. I think we mentioned a couple of years ago a fascinating question that the Minchas Yisroch had. Minchas Yisroch had in the early 1980s. He had a shiloh where there was an Israeli who, the minog of many non-frum after the army, they go to India, they go to all these places, to go for a month to find themselves. And Rahman al-Islam, I guess some of them are, it's not Rahman al-Islam, some of them do find themselves and come back to Yiddishkeit. But, one of them went, and they found this cult, and he found out that he was Jewish, and he opened up a Chumash, and he opened up the Parshas Naso. He's like, wow, what's this Nazir stuff? And he says, I want to be a Nazir, he's Makabal to be a Nazir. I'll give you a Nazir. And then as he starts getting, becoming more frum, and he realizes, oh my goodness, I'm a Nazir. And he came back to Eretz Yisrael with his long hair, and he goes to the Minchas Yitzchak, goes to Dayan Weiss, who was the head of the Beis Din in Yerushalayim. He says, what am I supposed to do? I was Makabel Nazirus, right? There were never Nazirus, and you can't get out of being a Nazir. Oh, it's only 30 days, no problem. No, you can't get out of being a Nazir without bringing your Karbanos. So he's not going to be able to drink wine or have long hair. He didn't realize that this was like unacceptable in acceptable circles of Yahadus. So even though sometimes we see people with very long hair, but they're not Nazirus. There was the Nazir, okay, earlier that with Rav Gorin, different stories about the Nazir then, but this was a real Nazir. So he accepted. So the Minchas Yisroch writes in his tshuva that if two other Rabbanim agree with him, he would be matarit, because obviously when the guy, this is considered a Nazirus Patalus. So he didn't realize what he was getting himself into. This wasn't with full das, even though he did it with das, but he didn't realize that this was not an acceptable behavior for the normative Klal Yisrael. And therefore he says, if two people would be mitztarif to me, two other rabbanim, I would be matarit. I don't know what happened. That's how the tshuva ends. I don't know the historical background. I'm sure it's written up somewhere. I think it was in the early 80s. That's also related to Nazirus and Hektish and Nedarim Bizman Hazeh. Okay, fine. The last point related to this machlokas about Hektish Taus is what we alluded to before. There is a major machlokas we shown him, the Rambam and others, whether one is allowed to be chozer on their Hektish Tokadei Dibur. If I'm machdash something, then I want to retract Tokadei Dibur. We had a Daf Be'i issue about this a couple of months ago. That's a machlokas we shown him. And that relates to this machlokas Beishamai Beisilel. Right, Beisilel says, Eino Hektish, even if it's not Tokadei Dibur. But Beishamai sounds like it is Hektish. What about Chazar Toka the Dibur? So, the Rambam holds, there is no Chazar Hektish Toka the Dibur. And even though the Gemara says there are only four exceptions, two that are four, right? Avodazara, Megadev, Kiddushin, and Gerushin. So, you'd have to say that maybe Kiddushin includes Hektish. Put it on the list of the comparison between Hektish and Kiddushin. Because the Gemara doesn't say Hektish. Anyway, that's also related to this discussion of Hekdesh Taos. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, "V'chein Haya, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Omer v'chulu." Reb Shimon Gamliel said in the Mishnah, the same thing applies with Arev. When a person is an Arev to a Ksuba and he gets divorced, we make the husband make a neder that he's not going to get Hana because we're worried about Kenunya. Moshe Bar Atzri Arva Tekal Sehave. Moshe Bar Atzri was the Arev for his daughter-in-law's ksuba, meaning for his son, sort of for his son. For Rav Huna, I'm sorry.
Moshe.
Right. Moshe Bar Atzri. There it is. Moshe Bar Atzri. So it's not a Tana, but it's the father of Rav Huna. Interesting. Well, I didn't catch that. Moshe Bar Atzri. There is a Moshe in Shas. Baruch Hashem. I've got to remember that. Erechin Chav Gimel. Erechin Chav Gimel. Got to remember how to remember that one. Okay. Moshe Bar Atzri, Arvat Kalsi Aviv Rav Huna Berei. Rav Huna was his son. Rav Huna was the son of Moshe Bar Atzri. Serva Meir Abanan Ave V'Tachikalei Milsa. And he was very poor. The father wasn't giving his son too much. Because he was Moshe. It doesn't seem like such a tzaddik. He wasn't giving his son anything. So Amar Abaya. Abaya says to him, Leima Dinasvi Leka Dinasvi Eitzel Rav Huna Deligrish Delodibisu V'Tisvak Subasam Yavua V'Lhajra Mahadri. Why doesn't he just get divorced, collect from his father, and then get married again? His father's being stubborn and not giving him money. Amalei Rava. V'hanan yadur anatana. What about the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, you don't have to do that. We make him make a net there. So, v'abaya, what does abaya hold? Atu kolde megaresh bebedina megaresh. What, everybody gets divorced in court? So what do you mean? He won't get divorced in court. He won't get, make a net there. And then it came out that he was a Kohen anyway, so he wouldn't have been able to be Master Grushaso. Abaya says, some people have the worst luck. Yeah, you have a father that doesn't give you any money, and you turn out to be a Kohen. So you wouldn't be able to be Master Grushaso anyway. That's after a poor, poverty follows. Okay, period. Good. This line is a crucial line relating to a Noda B'Yehuda. Sounds like the Gemara is saying that you don't need a Bez Din for Gerushin. It sounds pretty clear from our Gemara. The Noda B'Yehuda in Eben Ezer, Kuf Yud Dalid, is a strong believer that you need a Bez Din for Gerushin. You need a Bez Din. Not just for Chalitza, not just for, other types, but need a Bez Din. Aye. It's not in the Mishnah. Which Mishnah? Sanhedrin Daf Beis, which lists off everything you need for, or everything you need, all the types of categories that you need a Bezdin for. So the Noda B'Yehuda says, it's in Rashi. The Gemara, the Mishnah there says, Miyun needs three. Miyun, when I get the, we know that Midra Banan, a girl can get married if her father died, from her father or brothers, get married Midra Banan, Kiddushay Miyun, and when she does Miyun, the Mishnah says Miyun requires three. Rashi says, why? Ubishlosha be'inan, to call the tikkun rabbanon, ke'ein da'araisa tikkun. Umiyun in the rabbanon. Rashi says, ke'ein da'araisa. What's the da'araisa? Ke'ein da'araisa. Rashi says, what's the da'araisa? Says another be'yuda, gerushin. What else is there? Miyun is leaving the marriage, and Gerushin is leaving the marriage. So that's the big raya of the Noda B'Yehuda. Say all the achronim, the Rishash, right here on this Mishnah says, what? Kein Daraisa, you were talking about is Chalitza, not Miyun. That's the Kein Daraisa that needs three. So major machlok, what does Rashi mean? What's the Kein Daraisa? But the achronim say that the Noda B'Yehuda is mefurish against this Gemara. So there, it's a machlok, it's mefurish against this Gemara. Right, Kein Daraisa, it says you don't need, how do you answer after the Yehuda? Rabbeinu Gershom, right here. Rabbeinu Gershom says, what does this mean? Rabbeinu, he has one word. Just one word. Little did he know that 800 years after he wrote these words, the Noda B'Yehuda would have to come to rely on him, not to be rejected by Mefurish Gemara. It says, Bebeidina Megarish, Afilo Befnei Gimel Hadyotos Yachol Agarish. Gemara means you need mumchin, right? The mumchin that will know to administer the neder. No, maybe we'll just get three guys, but you need a bezdin. That why does Rabbi Nachman say that? Well, that's why he says it. Wow. Okay, let's continue. Umi Amar Rabbi Ahachi. Would Abaya really suggest this? To get married, to get divorced? V'amar Abaya, is there Rasha Arum? Z'amesi Eitzelim Karbon Achazim Kribshim Gamliel. What do you mean? The Gemara says that what's a Rasha Arum? Rasha Arum, a sly, tricky person, is somebody who gives eitzes and gives advice to sell nechasim like Resh Bagir in our Mishnah. And it's tricky. So this is a Baya? Baya wouldn't do such a thing. So Gemara said, no, Bray Shiny, but somebody may run a Shiny. If it's your son who's the Gadol Hadar, you know, then there are different rules, and you're allowed to give those eitzes.
Do you know that the son who's the Gadol Hadar is a Kohen?
Hmm? Maybe Abaya didn't know. Not sure. That's what's unusual. Is this the Rav Huna? The Rav Huna that we always know and love? Right? So, interesting. The Gemara never, he didn't know. You would have thought that if it was Rav Huna, you know, he would have known that. So maybe that's a no, that's pointing in that it wasn't the real Rav Huna. Not sure. Good. Ask the Gemara one second, a separate question. But typically, to Arev D'Ksuba Lo Mishtabe, we have a rule, which we'll see the reason for soon, that an Arev of Ksuba is never really Mishabed. He's never Mishabed. So what do you mean? Isn't an Arev always a cosigner of Mishabed himself? Not by Ksuba. I'll mention it now. Because by Ksuba, an Arev is only saying, yeah, I'll give the money, because he wants them to get married. He wants them to get married, not because he's really committing himself. Well, after all, the girl's not losing, the husband's not giving anything now. So what's an Arev is willing to say it because he's doing a mitzvah, they're getting married, and the guy's not losing any money anyway. So that's why, so what's the whole Shiloh of the Gemara? Oh, he might go collect from the Arev. She's not going to be able to go collect from the Arev anyway, because the Arev of Ksuba is lo mishtabed. Gemara answers, Kablon Have. Now maybe it's a Kablon. A Kablon is a stronger type of Arev, where the Arev says, you know, you can come to me first. That type of Arev is something that even by an Isha, Biksubasa, he commits himself. It says the Gemara, Hani Chalaman Damar Kablon Avagadulas in the Chazmalov Mishtabed. This makes sense that according to the Shita that says, a Kablon, even if the Lova has no Nechasim, the Kablon commits himself, then this works. Because the Lova has no Nechasim, so is the guy really ready to commit himself? So according to the Mandabar that he is, fine, here too, because the husband didn't have any money. Elamanda Amar Isle Mishtabed, Lesle Lo Mishtabed, but according to the opinion that says that a Kablan only commits himself if the Lova has something, if he doesn't have anything, that obviously he doesn't want to Vadai pay, so Michael Amemar, so what's our case talking about? The Gemara answers two answers. Ibayaseima Rafuna Havile Vishtadif, maybe Rafuna had at the time of the marriage. And the Kablon was Mishabed himself, but now he lost it. It got flooded. Or Iba Yisema, Abba, Lagabe Bray, Shibid Mishabed Nafshe. Or the other answer is that no, maybe we're talking about a son, he'll be a little more flexible. He'll be Mishabed himself, even if his son doesn't have any money. So that's why in our case, we were talking about an Arif that is Mishabed himself. De Itmar. The Itmar, because the Brisa says, or just Itmar, the Shita takes out the Dalid. Arev the Ksubas, let's summarize the Halacha. Arev, the Arev, remember, Arev is the lower level Arev. Arev the Ksuba, Devri Akol, Lo Mishtabed. An Arev for Ksuba, the lower level Arev for sure by Ksuba is not. Kablon de Balchov, Devri Akol, Mishtabed. A Kablon of a Balchov, which is the stronger type of Arev, and by a Balchov, where we assume he's serious because the guy's paying money based on his word, everybody agrees there is a Mishtabed. Arev de Balchov, a Kablon, de Ksuba Pliki. The Machlokas is by the weaker one by a Balchov and the stronger one by a Ksuba. Ikal man de Amar, Isle Nichse Lelove Mishtabed, Lesle Lo Mishtabed. Some say he's only commits himself when the Lova has Nechasim. V'igal Madamar, I've got the Lesle Mishtabed, and some say even if he doesn't have. V'hilchaz Abakulu, and what's the Machloka? And what do we hold? Avagav the Lesle Nami Mishtabed, we assume even if he didn't, the Kablan is Mishtabed himself. Labar me Arev de Ksuba. Except for the weaker type of Arev, by Ksuba, where the husband didn't give any money now anyway. The Avagav de Isle Lo Mishtabed. Even if the Lova has it on Mishabed himself, by time, here's the reason. Mitzvah ka'avid. Number one, he's doing a mitzvah. He's getting these man and woman married. Is this a raya that marriage is a mitzvah? Right? Not just puravu. Like the Rambam against the Rush? Not exactly. You could say mitzvah here means like in the looser definition of mitzvah. V'lo midichasre. And he's not causing any loss. Right, he's not paying anything out based on his word. So therefore, that's why it's not Mishabed himself. There is a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid in two places, both in Hilchas Ishus and in Hilchas Malveh. I'll read it from Ishus. Is an Arev for a Ksuba Mishabed himself if he makes a kinyan chalipin? That's a machlokas. The Rambam says, Ha'arev l'isha b'ksubasa, af al pi shakano miyado, eino chayav l'shalem. No. The Gemara says, Arivas Amishtabed. And the Rav says, what are you talking about? Whenever there's a Kenya Chalipin, we should have to have an Ian share about that. Right? I don't think we had one yet. Right? But Chalipin? Chalipin means you're serious. Says the Ravid, Avo Pisha, Kanamiyado, Eno Chayvo, Shalim Lav Klumu. It's nothing. And if you look in Hilchos Mavel over, the Rambam says, the Ravid just says, Shibush. It's a mistake. So what's that machlokas about? Is it a machlokas about Chalipin? Is it a machlokas about Arevus? Is it a machlokas about Kiddushin? Fascinating. All different, it's a machlokas that spans various contexts. But the question is it strong enough to get over the fact that he's usually on Meshabin himself? That is the, Rabbim and the Ravid, the Magen Mishnah assumes it's connected to the sugya of Asmachta. Okay, period. A man sold all of his possessions and then is divorcing his wife. Rav Yosef sent the question, Arev Tnan, Hektish Tnan. So our Mishnah talks about whether we're worried about Kenunya by an Arev, by Hektish. Lokeachmai. What about this case? A guy sold all of his stuff, now he's divorcing his wife. The wife's going to go to the Lekuchos. So are we also worried about Kenunya there? So machlokas. Amar le tanaki ruchla nechshav enezel. The first answer is that, what, is the artana like a peddler that's going to list every one of his spices? Yes, it's included in the Mishnah. What's the difference? And nahardai amri, no. Da tnan, tnan, da lo tnan, lo tnan. No, it's not true. Got to figure out then what's the reason why a person would be osa Kenunya by Hektish and by Arev, but not by a buyer. Amra Misharshi, my time and Arno and Ardois. So the Gemara asked the question. Why three different Ardo? Bishlama Hektish, Bishum Revak the Hektish. By Hektish, then we could assume that Revak Hektish, and that's why he is not doing it. Arev Nami Mitzvah Huda Avid Valamidi Chasre, El Lokeach, Michdi, let's see. May the Yoda, the Kol Chad Vachad, Ika Le Ksuba. The Lokeach knows that everybody's going to have to pay the Ksuba. Amai Nazel Vidisban, Ihuda Avsidan Avshe. Right, he knows there's a chance that it will get collected from him. So it's his fault, kind of. He doesn't know if they're doing it on purpose, but it's kind of his fault. Rashi Enki and the others, the Arev is doing something positive, and Hektish is Hektish. We've got to protect Hektish. Rashi Enki, by the Lokeach, he has to bear some of the burden. Okay, Mishnah, let's just finish this up. Says the Mishnah, a man gives his possessions to Hektish, and he has to pay Aksuba. He divorced his wife before the Hektish. And he just never paid the Hektish, never paid the Aksuba yet. And Ubal Chov. Ein ha'isha yecholo likvos ksubasam and the Hektish lo balchov is chovo. The issue here in the Mishnah, as we'll see, is even if I makdish something and I had totally no right to be makdish it, we don't want you to be able to go to the base of Hektish and say, can I have my stuff, please, without, like, giving anything. It looks like Hektish is leaving without being redeemed. So that's why, what do you do here? Here, the woman and the Baal Chov could go. The guy had no right. So they can't go directly. Ella, what do we make the person do? Ha-po-de, po-de, al-manas, li-tin, li-shab, k-subasu, la-chov, es-chovo. We make the original person, the Makdish. We make whoever, you know, was Makdish it, we make him go and be po-de it. Because even though he didn't have a right to do it, and we could really take it out free, straight, but we make him get it out and give money to the Beis HaMikdash so that it doesn't look like it's going out for nothing. We're going to go with Tosas Pshat of the next line. Machlokas Rashi Tosas. Tosas Pshat. Tosas said that the previous line was talking about a case where, see Tosas and Apode, Lefichach Ner Lefarish on the fourth line, Tachamayri She'ein Bechov Keneged Anachasim. Let's say he owes 100 and he was Makdish 300. You give at least the difference, right? If 90 is owed already, and the whole thing is 100, you just have to give 10. Just give the difference. Because the 90 he never had a right to. And just giving 10 is good enough. He has to give the 10, so the base of English will get something. But, now says the Mishnah, Hektish Tishim Mana Vayev Chov Mea Mana. What if you're going to take everything out of Hektish? The Chov is more, equal or even more than what he was Makdashit. Mosif Odinar Upodas Anachasim Elu Amanas Litim Lishim Buxubasa Vobal Chov is Chovo. Then he's got to add on a little more. The one who's redeeming it has to give an extra dinar to the Beis HaMikdash, so at least something will go to the Beis HaMikdash, will be left there, and then he'll have to, if it wasn't the Makdash, the husband himself getting it, so then he'll have to just add that on to the loan, and he'll owe that dinar to the woman as well. Either way, the Iker reason is as follows. That's the root of the Mishnah. We don't want you to be able to take something for the Beis HaMikdash without Pidyon. My fourth grade Rebbe, I remember, whenever he got change from the tzedakah box, he never took everything. Let's say he put a dollar in, he didn't take a dollar out. How can he take everything? He took 95 cents. Whenever he got change, he always left something. Maybe it was the root of it was this. You know, you don't say Hekdash Yotzi below Pidyon. Good. Period. Let's just finish the Mishnah. Masnisa and Delokar Shem Gamliel. The bit of the Gadar Shem Gamliel, the Tanya Shem Gamliel Omer. Im Hayachovo Keneged Hekdesho Pode. Reb Shem Gamliel says, if the Chov is Keneged Hekdash Pode, Vim Lav Eno Pode. If it's not, so then, not that you can add, the Mishnah says you could add on the dinar. But he said, no, Eno Pode. You can't be Pode, because if the guy didn't have a lot of money originally, then, maybe, says Rashi here, he wasn't somech on the nechassim to get it from this property anyway. Maybe he was somech on metaltalin, but if he had so little property, then we assume the original balchov wasn't somech on this property, therefore you don't redeem it at all. For Rabbanan Arkama, according to Rabbanan, how little do we say is good enough that he still was somech das to collect from this money? Amarav Huna bar Yehuda, Amarav Sheshes at Palga, up until half. As long as he has at least half of the chov that he was lending him, so then we assume that that's what he was somech on, and therefore he'd be able to get his money from Hekdesh as long as he adds on a dinar. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Hashem, we will continue on Tuesday with the next daf. Okay, Moshe is in the Gemara. Moshe is in the Gemara.